The legislature appropriated $1.6 billion in state general funds to the Department of Education last year. House Education Committee Chair Justin Woodson asked if that was enough.
If you, as the superintendent, feel in an ideal world, but also being realistic, if you had to increase the budget specific for Department of Education, what would that dollar amount be?
DOE Superintendent Christina Kishimoto, who was appointed last year, responded by saying some programs are underfunded, but that's not where the money should go.
I need the best teachers in my classes, and that takes higher ed being able to attract the top students going in there. But at the end of the day, I need to be able to tell my teachers that I'm paying them a respectable, professional living wage where they can have one job and hold the most important job in the state.
The annual beginning teacher's salary is $47,000 plus benefits. DOE Assistant Superintendent and Chief Financial Officer Amy Coons says the DOE is underfunded between $50 and $200 million, and aging facilities also need attention.
We have about $300 million repair and maintenance backlog, and then about another $150 million a year just to keep up with the new R&M backlog. Some of it's roofs and gutters. It's not all even getting to a 21st century learning environment.
After the briefing, Hawaii State Teachers Association President Corey Rosenlee said the teachers' union is pushing to tax investment properties and visitor accommodations for education funding.
The Hawaii State Teachers Association is putting up a constitutional amendment this year, and this will be the first time in Hawaii's history that the people of Hawaii will get a chance to vote on whether we should increase funding for our public schools. And we're hoping that the legislature will allow the people to vote.
A constitutional amendment must be approved by two-thirds majorities in the House and Senate for placement on the general election ballot. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.